Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. Under the pall of a brooding sky, the landscape stretches barren and suffused with a disquieting hush. Here, amongst the rusted relics of our forebears, a solitary wind turbine spins, a specter of both the past's promises and the present's despair. This is the reality in which we now exist, a world that has been battered by relentless climatic onslaughts. Yet amidst this bleak tableau, the silent harvest of the wind persists. Wind farms, once symbols of clean, inexhaustible power, now dot the horizon like monoliths of a forgotten ascent, generating energy that hums through the veins of a crippled civilization. These turbines, towering and majestic, no longer sing the hopeful tunes of innovation, but rather spin in whispered coercion with the tempestuous winds of change. The grand irony is as biting as winter's chill. The once celebrated harbingers of green salvation are now mere footnotes in the annals of humanity's struggle against the impending darkness. Their blades, cutting through the air with the precision of the finest bladesmith, offer a silent testimony to humankind's fallen aspirations. In the time of abundance, wind was the bountiful resource we would farm without cease, an endless crop in the sky. But it was more than energy. It was the dream of a future in equilibrium with Earth's tender rhythms. And yet, the baleful consequences of our entrenched negligence have transformed these tremendous turbines into the last vestiges of our attempt to harness nature rather than succumb to its unleashed fury. Aside from their lamentable symbolism, these towering harvesters of the air are nonetheless vital. In their quiet efficiency, they stand defiant against the gales, producing the vital power we need to survive in the dim afterglow of our environmental debacle. Each rotation, while symbolic of futility on a planetary scale, paradoxically represents the obstinate resilience of the human spirit as one ventures closer to these mechanical marvels. The surreal nature of the world we inhabit becomes apparent. Around us, the remnants of fertile fields lay barren, the soil itself gasping for breath under the weight of our transgressions. And yet above, the turbines whisper a ghostly psalm of ongoing resistance against the encroaching void. They say necessity is the mother of invention, and in the dismal shadow of our past excesses, we have learned to cherish each invisible grain of wind as though it were gold dust. Renewable resources, once the bedrock of hope, now serve as the lifelines of those that remain. But let us not romanticize this somber tableau. This silent harvesting is a forced hand, a reluctant concession to our ravaged earth. It is the desperation move of a checkmated king, a tactic to delay our inexorable march towards checkmate at the hands of a planet which has no more moves to give. To inhabit the future this way means to subsist on a diet of irony and persistence, to acknowledge the vast potential we once commanded and squandered. One can't help but ponder, as the turbines spin effortlessly on the wind, what legacy we leave for those who tread upon our dust. Will they see us as the generation that bravely battled the storm, or as the architects of their quiet wind farm dystopia? The answer may be as elusive as the wind itself, and the turbines are silent sentinels, we'll never tell. Yet, as they farm the wind in silence, they remain a stark symbol of what could have been and of what must now be endured.